read across from me today is the first time they've done this. They've dared to put two guys with the same name on the show. At least another guy named Nick on the show. It's Nick Padone. What's up, buddy?
What's up, Nick Wilson? This is kind of cool. This is a cool crossover for sure.
Just kind of cool? Not like really cool?
I'd say really cool.
Yeah. I mean, you said kind of cool. It feels like that's where you're at here.
It's kind of cool. What would you say? Would you say it's kind of cool?
Oh, you're throwing a Mac 30 seconds into the show? Mac's going to back me up. Mac's my boy.
It's kind of cool.
Maybe not.
Kind of cool.
Right. Well, you're both dead to me. Nanaman, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm excited for the show today. Lot to get to. It's my second time doing quick hits. I came in here, I think, the day of Myles Garrett's press conference with JP. And we did quick hits. So it's my second time doing quick hits.
And here, it's really like your first, because it's your first time doing quick hits with me.
Right.
Because JP and I do it the exact same way, except completely different. And you'll know what we mean coming up at 2:40 today. But I will say, outside of the Quinshon Judkin stuff, which is disgusting to read about and really disappointing. And the one thing I didn't talk enough about yesterday was just how disappointing it is for Quinshon to be in this. Like, we talked about the Browns role, but I think sometimes we forget, like, hey, that's also super disappointing of a player that we got to watch and really liked at Ohio State. Outside of that situation, I do feel the excitement of the Browns coming back here. I don't necessarily have the highest hopes for their season, but to watch this play out, and with a full understanding, I could be wildly wrong that they're a 3-win team and that that's the best case scenario here. I'm truly interested in how things have developed this summer, and I think that bears fruit early in camp.
Yeah, isn't it weird that this is like the most excited that I've been for a training camp in a really long time, but my expectations like almost kind of couldn't be lower. Like I know I'm getting ready to go through a gauntlet of just crap come NFL season as it pertains to the Browns, because there is going to be headlines galore. There's going to be quarterback changes. At least that's what I'm anticipating this season to be. But at the same time, I'm like oddly excited to get to it.
I don't think it's oddly at all. I think we're all, and I, because I'm so glad you actually brought this up before we hop into the bigger situation we're going to get into. Cause the number one thing, and it, you know, like guys, we come across other Browns fans all the time. I'm at Sheets in Wadsworth, which just opened up, and somehow it turns into a conversation. I went for a walk today at a park I go to every day, and I got flagged down, and like it's one of my favorite parts of the job.
Yeah,
and to a person, even people who still supported Deshaun last season after the injury, right? I think there is a breath of relief here and a fresh air. Nothing against Deshaun personally, but just that we just don't have to have those conversations, and we don't have the weight of that. It's decided. It's the worst trade in NFL history, and it screwed the entire thing up of where you were 3 years ago when you traded for him, and there's a myriad of reasons why that happened. But at least we don't really have to dwell on it going into the preseason.
It really feels like it's one of those situations where anything is going to be better than what last year was. And there were moments of last season that were fun. Jameis Winston in the snow game when he beat the Steelers was a lot of fun. He almost beat the Broncos that next week. So like there were moments, but it does feel like coming into this season, it's almost addition by subtraction. It really is. The fact that anybody, and we don't know who the week one starter is even going to be. We're going to talk about that on the show today. But anybody not named Deshaun Watson being the starter week one just feels like a big net positive for the Browns and for Browns fans everywhere.
And so as we start to have this conversation, obviously, you know, there's been talk in the station about how long do you keep the four quarterbacks in the competition, which we'll at some point get to. But Ashley Bastock, and Ashley's actually going to join us next Wednesday at 3:20, and we're actually going to have her going through football season as a recurring guest each week. She was on the Orange and Brown Talk podcast, and it's interesting. She anointed a clear fan favorite for the Browns starting job.
This fan base still has Flacco fever. Again, I think so many people were, fan-wise, were not happy that the Browns did not try to bring Joe Flacco back in 2024. Like, people fell in love with Joe Flacco. I think if you ask these fans right now who they want starting week one, it would be a resounding win for Joe Flacco. I really do. I think this fan base, a lot of them are excited about Shedeur Sanders, but I think there's this nuance of it's not the worst thing in the world to let him work his way up. This fan base has seen rookie quarterbacks thrown into the fire too early. Like, they've experienced that. I think most of them still want to stick with Flacco on this if given the choice.
Now, I do think it's fair to say that there's a lot, and I mean a lot, of leftover support from Joe from 2 years ago. And a fair amount of it is, where could we have been last year if you had just kept Joe instead of tweaking everything towards Jameis Winston? But I think it's interesting that Ashley calls him the clear-cut fan favorite.
Yeah, and I don't know that that's true, because I do think there's a segment of Browns fans out there that understand that Joe Flacco is going to turn 41 years old this year. You know, so you know that Joe Flacco isn't the franchise quarterback. He is the quarterback that could probably win you the most amount of games this year. But I do think there are some fans out there that are curious and excited about the potential of seeing both Dillon Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders, potentially even Kenny Pickett, in this season, just to find any semblance of what the franchise quarterback might look like for this team and for this organization. So I do think it's probably a vast majority of fans want to see Flacco start week one, but I don't know that he's like the clear-cut fan favorite this season.
I think there's really only two guys in this conversation. I think it's Joe and I think it's Shedeur. I'm sure that I can find somebody, if I really try, that'll say, I'm a Dillon Gabriel guy, right? I'm sure.
It might be Kevin Stefanski. It might be the head coach of the Cleveland Browns that would tell you that.
The problem is that you're probably right, and he might be the only guy saying that.
That scares me a little
bit. Same thing with Kenny Pickett. Like, I don't know if you've heard. I just don't buy into it. And it starts with talent, and then it goes to the intangibles. I'm sure he's a nice young man. I just don't think he's starter caliber in the NFL. I'm sure I could find somebody who wants to see Kenny Pickett this year. But the only two names in those conversations we talked about, the only two names that really elicit hope, with a lot of younger fans, I do hear a significant smattering of Shedeur Sanders. And then for everybody, and honestly, for a lot of people out by where I live in Medina County, it's, man, Flacco's got to start week one.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it is, like, I think it's unfair. I think sometimes the media doesn't give Browns fans enough credit. It's not just about 2023, although that is something we hear a lot. No, it's the fact you've seen that arm. That arm has not died. That arm was very much well intact last year in Indy, even though, and by the way, the stats looked almost identical to what they looked like in Cleveland the year before, except for the win-loss column. And oh, by the way, they were trying to hand over the job multiple times to Anthony Richardson. So not only do I think Joe is the clear-cut fan favorite, if we just talk about across the board, I would put at least 60%. If we're just talking about week one, because week one's different than if you get in the season and, you know, things don't go your way and then where do you turn? Because I think there are people who are going to have their cake and eat it too. If you want to see Joe early and one of the rookies late, I think that's probably how this season's going, and you might see both the rookies. But I do think Joe's the clear-cut fan favorite by a wide margin, because it goes back to the Deshaun conversation you and I had. Joe is an adult in the room. And not just as the person, not just as a guy who's going to say what he thinks and be a real leader in front of a microphone, instead of a lot of the lip service that we've gotten from the Browns. I'm not trying to pick a fight here, but there's a lot of PR-ism that comes out of there, including from like Miles himself. Joe does tell it the way he sees it, and I think that a lot of Browns fans really appreciate that. Here's the other thing. You can't imagine an explosive offense with Kenny Pickett because he doesn't have the physical tools to do it. Same thing with Dillon Gabriel. I can imagine that with Shedeur because I think he's more physically talented, but I don't have to imagine it with Joe because I have seen it.
Well, that's where I'm at too. So you and I see this the same way. I really think this should be as simple as it's Joe Flacco starts the season with the understanding that at some point he's going to hand the keys to the car off to Shedeur Sanders. I really don't understand where Kenny Pickett fits. I never really understood that trade.
In tiny spaces with his hands.
Yeah, I also think that Dillon Gabriel also fits in tiny spaces, and that's about the only place where he fits.
His whole body.
He's a 10-year backup.
It's like a micro machine.
Like they drafted a backup quarterback there, so do we really need to see him start games this season? But I think Shedeur has a lot of fans and a lot of people that want to see him start week one because he's the golden ticket here. He's the bridge to become the Browns version of Brock Purdy that could be this rookie contract on a cheap, you know, fifth-round rookie contract that could be the guy that you could really shake the stink of this Deshaun Watson thing off.
What's wild is I hope the Browns look at that the same way. I don't think they do as of right now. Now, of course, camp can change things. I just think if you start with anybody, listen, I would start one of the rookies because I just want to rip that Band-Aid off and get going. And things like it's not fair, I don't care. It's the NFL. You've got a season to get through. But here's the thing that I do understand. Starting Joe at least gives you a chance. And what I mean by that is you still might go 1-5, but it's going to be competitive enough to keep those guys in that locker room to give them a chance to have their say. Because the everything else around the quarterback matters more than it has when you don't have a salient option at quarterback. So this isn't just fan service. Do I think that's part of the reason they brought Joe back? Yes, I do think they understood it would go a long way with the fans and that you needed to mend the relationship there. I also think it goes a long way with the locker room. And Joe starting week one is the only way you can go into the season feeling like this isn't just going to be that you have a chance to succeed early. You might in the long run with Shador or Dylan Gabriel, you might succeed over time in that season, but it's going to be a rough go early because they're rookies, whereas Joe just presents the most likely option, the salient, I'll say that again, option to compete early. 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, what's your Twitter handle there, bud?
At Nick Padone 12.
All right. I don't know where the 12 came from, but I like it. Social media reaction on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Want to hear from you guys on this. Is Joe Flacco the clear fan favorite for the Browns starting job? Quick hits coming up at 2:40. We got Lance Reisland, John Fanta coming up at 4. Cleveland's own college basketball on Fox. We'll talk about some of the All-Star game shenanigans with the Guardians. But is Joe Flacco the clear fan favorite for the Browns starting job? And when it comes to where the Browns are, speed is not where you want to go from here. Take it down. Be patient. We'll tell you why in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.